The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm super excited to be with you guys this week. Yet again, I love this show. I'm just so grateful for this show. We're going to be talking today about unlocking your business superpowers. And this is a conversation that is near and dear to me, to my heart. As I've been creating business for over 20 years now, I've been an entrepreneur and started my own business when I was 27 fresh out of graduate school, and was like, I basically sort of always knew that I would just have my own business and you know, create something. And so that's what I did. I finished grad school and jumped into being an entrepreneur, and I haven't stopped. And one of the things that has been so interesting about the journey over the past 20 years is that I think for so many years, I actually was aware of my business superpowers, and we'll get more into what that actually is. But they didn't fit. They didn't have a context in this reality. There wasn't a conversation in this reality that was about that. It was really like, this is how you do business. This is the form and the structure of business. This is what you're supposed to do to have a successful business. And there was no room, there was no space, there was no conversation for me to be part of that. And so so once I started playing with the tools of access consciousness and joy of business and really unlocking what was true for me, what I knew, what was available to me with business, a whole universe of possibilities opened up. And actually, my business really started to thrive and grow and expand and exponentialize and grow and grow and grow and grow some more and grow some more. So one of the things that I love about this conversation in particular is that it's been like a coming home to me. It's been this sense of relief actually in my world that I could actually be me and create a business that works, that I could actually be me and like have that be the engine in a way that drives the growth and the expansion and the flourishing of my business. And that I don't have to actually look into, you know, try to figure out what, you know, how to do things the way that everybody else says to do them, or how to do things in a way that I don't really get how to do, or that doesn't actually work for me. And instead turn to and look to, no, what's really true here? What's true for me? What's true about me? What's true in regards to business for me and about me? And what if I created my business from that space and actually like celebrated that and had the joy of that and the fun of that and the play of that and let that be the thing that expanded my life and my reality? So I wonder where we can go today and what we can play with here around this topic. Let's see. There's a lot of things I want to touch on. And the first is the idea that business is actually the adventure of creating your life. This is a very different construct in Access Consciousness and the Joy of Business. The business is the creation of your life and living. It's actually the creation of your everyday, like when you wake up in the morning and you're breathing and your heart's beating, you're in business. And it's not the job that you go to. It's not the thing that you do to make money. It's not the thing that you have created in order to have income in the world. It's actually the life that you have, the life and the living that you create. So in that regard, everybody has a business. If you're breathing, if you're listening to this right now, you have a business, and it's called the business of your life and the business of your living. And it can be either the form and structure of what this reality says is supposed to be, like you're supposed to work from 9 to 5, or you're supposed to work 80 hours a week, or you're supposed to blah, 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 fill in the blank. It's like that, and that's what so many people think of when they think business, or they don't have a business, they just have a job. But it actually, what if like every moment of every day was something that contributed even greater to the life that you're creating, the living that you're creating, the money flows that you're asking for? Every single day, every choice that you make could make all of those things, like everything that you're up to in the world, your family, your relationships, your body. What if all of that could be made greater by every choice that you make, every moment of every day? And what if that could increase your business, increase your money flows, increase everything that you're creating in the world and contributing to the world just by you being aware of what's true for you and what's available to you? So everything that you've decided that business is and isn't, will you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and meons. And that, if you've never heard those wild and wacky words that I just said, that's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which actually is basically like a big delete button for everything that doesn't allow you to have, like it's everything that's not true for you, all the stuff in your mind that stops you, the limitation in your world. We bring it up with a question, and then we delete it by running the clearing. So if you want to know more about it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com to find out like what it means, but you don't have to know what it means in order for it to work, which is one of the super cool things that I love about Access Consciousness. And when you start to clear, this is one of the things that we do in the Joy of Business classes, is actually really do run some very cool, very powerful clearings around business, because business, if you think that business is this thing that you have to get right, or a thing that you have to succeed at or not fail at or perfect in some way, it actually really diminishes what is possible. Like you don't get to have access to you and what's true for you. So that's in the Joy of Business 101 class, the one day class that's also a telecall. We do a lot of clearings around that, like so that you get to have more space in your world. Even just around the word business, like so many people that I know are like, I don't even like that word. I can't even say that word. It has such a heavy negative connotation. And to me, business is creativity. Like when I look at creating and like creating in the world and my creative juice and my creative expression, it's business where it's like business for me is a playground of creative expression and creative juice and creation. So what if it could be like that? Like what do you know about business and creation that you've never acknowledged, that if you acknowledged it would allow you to really have the space of you with business in a much greater way than you ever have before? So, and everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shirts, boys and beyonds. So superpowers. What are superpowers with business? Well, to me, superpowers are basically everything that you be and everything that you know. And there are so many things that we be and so many things that we know that we've never quite acknowledged as something that's valuable. Like, we all have these capacities to perceive things and to create in different ways, and things that we know that we think are wrong. We actually think are wrong. They're not valuable. They're not, you know, they're just things that are like quirky and weird about us that we sort of push under the rug and pretend like they don't exist and try to fit into this reality. And that business is a place where we really, really do that, where we actually just really try to fit into this reality around, you know, what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to create, how we're supposed to be, who we're supposed to be. And what if that was not actually, like, what if there was just so much more available? And you starting to access the quirky, wild, wacky, weird things called your superpowers that you thought were wrong about you and apply those to business in a very different way could unlock and unleash so much of what you've been asking for. One of the recent conversations we've been having in Access Consciousness that has been really, really rocking my world and showing me a lot actually about my superpowers with business is a conversation of nurturing. That's an energy, that's a word, that's an invitation that most people don't actually associate with business. Like, business in this reality is supposed to be competitive and based on computation and based on, you know, numbers and figuring things out and getting it right and all of that. And even like marketing and advertising is supposed to be, you know, figuring out what people want and then giving it to them, you know, like shoving it in their face in a way. And there's so many people that really desire for a different reality with business and with marketing. Like, they actually really desire for a different possibility. I mean, I know, you know, probably most people listening to this show, I would imagine, when you feel like you're being marketed to, you know, you're being like shit being thrown in your direction of like, buy my this and buy my that and buy my this and buy my that. It's like, I would imagine that there is a space of, you know, that where it turns you off. I mean, you know, it was funny. I was actually in the car with my kids one time and there was some crazy commercial on the radio that was like very salesy, like very extremely over the top salesy and like a really cheesy voice and all that kind of stuff. And my youngest son, I think he was probably like 7 at the time. He was like, don't they know that doesn't work? It was so great. I was like, yeah, I know. Like, nobody likes to be pushed at. Nobody likes to be sold to. And yet, somehow, I know for me lately, as this conversation around nurturing has come up, and actually like nurturing people to have different conversations, nurturing people to choose whatever is true for them, whatever that is, you know, whether it means, you know, coming and taking my class or not, or taking somebody else's class or doing something or taking no class or whatever it is, like nurturing people into a space of possibility that actually is very different, and like nurturing them to know what's true for them and what conversation they would like to be having and what do they know. And like, that to me is such a different space. That is an invitation for people to come and play with you and join, you know, whatever it is that you're up to. And that's what my son was aware of. He was like, you know, gosh, like, nobody wants to be talked to like from like a cheesy radio advertiser voice, you know? You know, like, what else is possible? So it was just so cool that my 7-year-old was like, by the way, you know, when you throw shit at me, it makes me actually want to run the other direction. And so what is actually possible with nurturing that we have never acknowledged and never recognized? And what would it be like to actually start to be that in a way that we haven't been willing to be before? And one of the things that I've seen as I've chosen more of this energy, like it, for one, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to actually choose to be that space, choose to have a different conversation with people, choose to go totally outside of the form and structure of what's required, quote unquote, with business and marketing and advertising, and actually, just start having conversations with people. It does take courage because it's all these things that we've been told are true about business and marketing. It sort of goes against that in a way. Like it's a totally different universe of creation to be just playing with nurturing people. And as I've chosen more of that for myself and with everything that I'm creating, what it's creating in my world is this real gift, like this real space of like, I actually get to nurture me. When I nurture different conversations and different possibilities with different people, I'm also nurturing me, which makes me happy. Like it actually makes me really happy. And it's the way that I actually have always known that I would like to do business. But I never thought that I could. I always thought that I had to do it the way that everybody else did in order for it to work. And so there were moments in my life where it was like, all right, well, since I have to do this, since I have to do the like salesy, advertisey, whatever, I guess I will, you know, and what else is possible? So now that I'm actually choosing something really different and like being willing to acknowledge that like all that whole world of business and marketing doesn't actually work the way that I would like it to. It doesn't create what I would like to create in the world. It's been so amazing to see what's showing up as I choose more. So there's so much more, and we're at our first break, and you get to listen to some commercials now. And I'm aware even some of the commercials that we've created don't have that space of nurturing that I would like them to have. That's always been kind of an interesting thing for me. So it's cool. I'm facilitating myself here in this conversation to make some different choices. I will be back. I will be back in a moment. Thank you for being here.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with me. You're here with me. And we're talking about nurturing, and we're talking about superpowers, and we're talking about business, and what else? So I would just like to ask you, one of the questions that has been really cool for me, and for a lot of people that I've worked with, is what do you actually know? What do you actually know about business that you really wish was true? I know this, the nurturing conversation, has been something for me that I've always brought to business in a way, but I've also always simultaneously judged it as something that was wrong. Like that was sort of like weird about me. Like I actually really like people. That's not true for a lot of people, but I actually really do. I love people. Like I think people are, there's, well, you know, not everybody, but there's a lot of people in the world that I think are really fucking cool. And I love watching people choose and create and get a sense of what's possible for them and step into it and empower themselves to create whatever they'd like to have as their life. And so having conversations with people has always been really easy for me and enjoyable and generative. And I love contributing to people and contributing to their choice and whatever that is, you know, whatever their choice is that they're making in their lives. And I didn't realize that that was actually a space of nurturing. That actually is a space that creates more in the world. And as you create more in the world, guess what happens with your business? It grows. As you create more in the world, you grow. You get to have more joy. You get to have more space. You get to have more of you. And you get to create, you get to actually, as you create more in the world, you create more. True story. Creation begets creation. Joy begets joy. Nurturing begets nurturing. Contribution begets contribution. And money follows all of that. Money follows joy. Money follows contribution. Money follows like those nurturing and generative energies that we be. And in the quest for money, so many people have such a desperation around money in a way, like the need and the necessity for money of like, I have to have it or I'm not going to survive. I'm going to die, you know, or I'm going to be unhappy or I'm not going to have what I want to have, all that stuff. That in a way has been, there's been this thing in this reality that's been created that a lot of us have bought into where the need and the necessity for money sort of trumps all of that. Like it trumps all the, everything that you know about what actually creates money. And I'm so grateful for Gary Douglas, who was on the show last week. I'm so grateful for him because he's always willing to have these different conversations and bring up these different conversations of, hey, it's time to nurture people. Like it's actually really time to nurture rather than to like throw shit at people or to create a barrage of information. It's time to actually nurture them. And the Access staff, and I work in a lot of different ways with Access Consciousness, and we've had so many really cool conversations about that and changing how we do things and simplifying and just like, and it's amazing to be part of this business that is a multi-million dollar business that is becoming a billion, you know, shooting for being a billion dollar business, and actually doing it from a space of every single person counts. Like every single person actually really counts. And as we grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, there's even more, in a way, there's more, it's even more important in a way to continue to have conversations with people, like just conversations with people. And it's so cool to see a huge company like Access Consciousness actually go, yeah, we're actually going to invest in those resources. Like we're actually going to invest in having people available to have conversations, not just, you know, now you can't talk to anybody because we're so busy and so big. But no, we're big. We're growing even bigger all the time exponentially. And we are available to talk to you, to nurture you, to contribute to you, to not try to get you to buy anything or take any class, but actually to have a chat with you about what's true for you, about what you desire for your life, about what's important to you. And I know for me and for so many people that I've had these conversations with, that is actually such a valuable, delicious, inviting space of creating business. And I know there's just, like I said before in the first segment, there's this relief that's actually showing up in people's worlds that is wow, gosh, you know, this is what I always hoped business could be. This is what I always knew business could be. I'm so grateful. Like, finally, somebody started having this conversation. Yes, it's time. It's time for a different reality with business on the planet that is an acknowledgement of and an honoring of every single person. What would your business be like if every day you honored and acknowledged every single person that played with you in your business? What would that be like if that was what you did every day, was acknowledging, contributing, honoring, and nurturing people with their choices and what they're playing with and what they're looking at and what they're wondering about? What would that create in your world? What would that create in the world for business to actually be that? To be like, oh, what are you actually looking for? What questions do you have? What's alive in your world? What would it be like? So what do you actually know about that? And what if that was actually a superpower? What if a space of nurturing conversations, people, possibilities, choices, a reality beyond this reality was a superpower? And what do you know about that? And everything that doesn't allow you to know everything that you know about that, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all mine, puck, pied, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. And it's just what a delight, like what a total delight to, just have that, like that, the invitation to create from that space. And if you did create from that space, like if you really did turn on and turn up your capacity to have conversations and to be a space of nurturing with people and possibilities in the planet, and know what you know about this. Because what you know, I just want to say too, side note, but big, actually put in neon lights, not really side note, is that whatever you are aware of from what we're talking about here, from what I'm bringing to this conversation, I want to just encourage you to really know what it is that you know. So there might be things that I'm saying that are true for me, for some people, for, like, they may not be actually true for you. And, but there might be energies that you become aware of or possibilities that you become aware of just from listening to this conversation where something gets sparked in your world where you actually start to know what is true for you. That's what I want to invite you to play with, is what is true for you? What is true for you with business? And when you start to acknowledge that, you actually open up a space of generativity and possibility that is so beyond everything that we've been told that we have to do and need to do. And that is actually the space that gives you access to your superpowers. To where if you actually turned your attention there and your creative energies there to that curiosity of, what do I actually bring? What do I actually be? What do I bring to the world that nobody else does? That is an exponentializing of your superpowers. So what if superpowers, in a way, were just so much easier to access and expand and be than you ever thought? So another part of this conversation is also, I mean, Okay, so when we get into a space of that nurturing space of possibility, there's a huge part of that that actually where we actually go, like, okay, so when you stop judging you, let's just start there. When you get out of judgment of you and everything that you thought was wrong about you, and you flip it 180 degrees and you go, what are my superpowers actually? Then there's a whole space of creation that opens up. That is, like, when you get out of judgment of you, you start to nurture you. You start to nurture your awareness. You start to nurture what you know and what you be and the superpowers that you be and bring to the world. So just know that, like, that is actually a huge part of uncovering and unlocking your superpowers is actually getting out of the judgment. And the clearing statement and the clearings and all of that, that's one of the greatest things that creates is a diminishment of judgment in your world and in the world. Like, we're actually deleting judgment in the world and in your world. So that's one of the great values of running the clearings, is that it's like, oh, there's a judgment, delete. There's another judgment, delete. There's another judgment, delete. And what you'll find is that you start to actually uncover you. And it's like, whoa, what do I actually know here? Like, what do I actually be here that I've decided is so wrong because it doesn't exist in this reality? What if you could actually turn your attention and your energy and your awareness to the curiosity of, hey, what's true for me? What do I know here? Then you start to nurture you. You start to nurture the possibility of you to fruition, to greater existence, to greater being. So everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, battle name, puck pod shirts, but advance. And when you stop judging you and you start to actually have the awareness of what's true, there is also this incredible space of everything that you thought was wrong about you. Like, so I look at, like, ADD and ADHD and OCD. These things that have been deemed so wrong in this reality that are actually capacities, and we can talk more about this, but where we start to go, wow, okay, maybe the fact that I can't focus on one thing for hours and hours at a time, maybe that's actually a greatness. Maybe I actually have the capacity to create 25 different things at once. By having my attention and awareness in all these different places and spaces at once. And what does that actually create? And so what have you decided is wrong about you? What have you decided you can't do that is actually your greatest brilliance, your greatest superpower, your greatest strength, and your greatest capacity? And that can be a question that you can start to function from. Like, what have I decided is wrong about me that is actually a capacity? Everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, perceive, and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shirts, boys, and beyonds. And one of the things that has been really unlocked for me is as I just receive me more and get out of judgment of how I function in the world, it's like, wow, I do love, like, it actually really works for me to sit at my computer and have 3 browsers open with 25 tabs each, Skype, email, you know, text, Zoom, like, all these, I'm just looking at my computer right now, it's like all the things that are open, all the programs that are running, and to actually be like popping around from thing to thing, from creation to creation to creation to creation, and sprinkling awareness and sprinkling my capacities and like playing with all of these different creations in such a way that all of them get to become greater at once. They all get to contribute to each other. And that's something that years ago, before I found Access, and particularly the X-Men tools, the X-Men conversation, I would not have actually encouraged myself to create my business from that space. Like it would have been more like I need to do this project and then finish it, and then this one and then finish it. But the thing is that I really love to be dynamically engaged in creating. And to me, having 20 projects going at once, or 50 or whatever, more than I can count, is a part of that. That's also a superpower. That's also a capacity to nurture lots of different creations, lots of different conversations, lots of different possibilities. That is part of the greatness that I be, that so many of us be, that we have deemed as wrong and incorrect and something that needs to be changed or fixed or managed. So what else is possible truly beyond that? That if you would allow yourself to have the space of like the craziness, the all over the placeness, the greatness, that I like doing 85 things at once and it's fun for me and I'm never going to finish anything. Like not never finish anything, but like I'm not going to finish, you know, all of it, but I'm going to but I'll finish it when it's time and when it's ready. And what if it, there's just so much magic in that space of creation. And you do actually complete and actualize things, and then, but they never complete because they actually turn into something else. They become greater and on and on. So we are at a break, and I just want to invite you to look at that. How do you actually function in the world that you've decided is wrong, that if it wasn't wrong, could be a superpower with business and with creation, with being, with nurturing, with play, with. So play with that, sit with that, get curious about that. And we will be back. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we will be back in a very short moment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're playing with all kinds of yummy stuff. Superpowers, nurturing, business, creation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Before the break, we were just talking about having a lot going on, having lots of different projects going, having that, you know, what some people might call ADD, ADHD, OCD, like just the space of lots and lots and lots going on. And how that could actually be a greatness with business that is really, really beyond anything that we might have ever identified as a greatness before. You know, in this reality, like, there's so many conversations about slowing down and, you know, like backing off and simplifying. And like, there's like entire, you know, like conversations dedicated to like the slow movement, you know, the slow, whatever movement, you know, you know, turning off your technology and, you know, all that stuff. And there's a lot of judgment actually around that. Like, there's a lot of judgment around this sort of like what's good about that, what's right about that, that it's virtuous and right and correct to really just do one thing at a time, or to take stuff off of your plate, or to not be so busy. And I am so, like, I really bought into that for a long time. I really bought into, like, oh, I'm just too busy. I should not be so busy. I should really slow down and simplify and, like, you know. And it's so funny because whenever I do, which I don't actually anymore, but whenever I tried to create that as my reality, I would get so fucking bored. And, like, just, like, it's like now I look at it and I'm like, vacation is a prime example of that. Like, I don't ever take vacations, ever. Because why the fuck would I? My life is fun. Every day, every moment of my life is really fucking fun. And it's because I actually don't judge me, and I create what works for me, and I get to have, like, amazing, phenomenal conversations all day long and play with different possibilities and create what actually is really fun and joyful for me. My life is fun. Why the fuck would I need a vacation from it? Why would I want a vacation from a really, really fun life? I don't, actually. And going on vacation or, like, taking time out, it's like, to me, it's a negation of the capacities that I have to create, which to me, like, if I'm not creating, then I don't really want to be here. Like, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, a few years ago did a class called Create or Die. And it is like, what if I wasn't actually dynamically creating a different world and a different possibility and a different conversation and, like, different realities every day, I would be so fucking bored. And so going on vacation, yeah, not so much. It's funny, like, this weekend I have a quote unquote vacation, like a family time at the beach thing planned. And I'm like, okay, I'm really not going to schedule anything. I'm really not going to schedule any meetings. I'm really not, like, I'm not going to be on my computer. And it's like slowly creeping in, like, oh, there's a meeting. Oh, there's a, you know, and it's funny. And I'm not in judgment of that. I'm not, like, you know, sort of like resisting it, or it's like, yeah, I'm going to be at the beach. I can be playing. I can be like I can be like with my family and having fun. And I can also be like still creating, you know, and even that, like, even playing at the beach can be a creation if I allow it to be, rather than a, like, I have to check out from my life now. I have to check out from the speed of space that I be, the speed of creation that I be, the fact that I love to be extraordinarily busy and have a lot going on. And if I don't have 30 projects going on at once, I'm not a happy camper. It's not a wrongness. There's nothing wrong with me. It's actually a greatness. And as I acknowledge that more and more, and I add more and more to my very full plate, it's fun. Things get more and more fun. I get to expand my superpowers to create really quickly and with a lot of speed and with a lot of awareness, and actually, like, including the potency of my awareness in what I'm creating, rather than the sense of, like, having to order everything so that I, you know, meet this reality standard of what's actually, like, the right, good, perfect, and correct way to function. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in me. I'm interested in being me with my business, in my business. I'm interested in having as many conversations as I can have in a day about what else is possible. I'm interested in playing with magic and miracles. I'm interested in creating a totally different reality. And I'm also really aware that it's fucking time. Like, on planet Earth, the shit has started to hit the fan, so to speak. And it's time. It's time to be dynamically choosing and creating something very, very different. And so I am. And part of that is the acknowledgement of, hey, my superpowers are like being all over the place, you know, and laughing at myself when I forget a lot of things. I forget a lot. And that's not even a wrongness. It's like, yeah, I don't really have a mind anymore. Like, I create a lot more from awareness. That's not wrong. That's really cool. That's really fun. It works for me. I'm certainly happier and making more money and having really amazing people in my life more and more every day, the more I choose to create from this space. So what do you actually, like, truly, again, just coming back to that question of, what have you decided is wrong about you? How do you actually function in the world? How do you actually function in your life and with creation that is so different, that is so, so different, that if you allowed yourself to choose it, to be it, to get out of judgment of it, to acknowledge all of that as a superpower rather than a wrongness, you would actually create the life, living, reality, business, relationships, money flows that you would truly like to have. Perhaps if you have an awareness that there's a possibility with your business, with your money flows, that is really like delicious, expansive, beyond this reality, has a lot of magic and miraculousness to it. If you have an awareness that that's something you'd like to have, what if it's not a fantasy or a pipe dream? What if you actually know something about how to create it? But the only way that you can truly create a business that is thriving, dynamic, beyond this reality, you know, mushrooming and growing exponentially all the time, the only way you can do that is actually by allowing yourself to know everything that you do know, tapping into everything that you do know, having everything that you have, and functioning from the space of you. The secret, the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, in terms of business and creation, they reside in you. They lie within you. And all the quirky, crazy, wild, weird, wacky stuff that you think is wrong about you, what if all of that is the awareness of what it actually takes to create something very different in the world? So everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, perceive, and receive all of that with total ease, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, for the neons. Yeah. So what's actually possible, my sweet friends? Like, what would you actually really like to have? If you didn't have to ask for things that were like within the constructs and the confines of this reality of what's appropriate to ask for, of what matches the limitations that you think you have, of what would fit into the slow life that you've decided you need to have, or that pushy marketing paradigm that everybody tells you you have to have. Like, if it was actually, if you actually could just have the choice to create whatever it is that you would truly like to have, that you would truly like to ask for, what would that be? What would you actually start asking for? And so often we don't even know. We don't even know where to start. Like, I talk to so many people every day that are like, I don't even know what to ask for. But how cool. That's an amazing starting point. That is an amazing starting point. I don't even know what to ask for. Okay, great. Awesome. Because when you recognize that, then you actually get to have the space of curiosity of, cool. I thought I knew what to ask for, but I don't. That means I'm aware of a huge, wide open array of possibilities that now I can start getting curious about. Okay, well, what would actually be fun? What would actually be fun? And it might change every 10 seconds, and that's cool. You know, and what if you can still be creating? Like, what if bringing things to fruition was very much a part of this conversation? And it might look like you're popping all over the place and not doing anything. like we had this meeting right before I recorded this radio show that was so fucking delicious. And it was like this total, it was a meeting about some upcoming creations that I have. And it was like this total space of gratitude and nurturing and contribution and possibility. And like, hey, how can we honor people? How can we truly honor people and treat them with regard? And what conversations can we be having with people around these topics? Whether they come and take these classes or not, what conversations can we be having? And there was this desire in this meeting to have such a different space of possibilities that it opened up. It opened up so much space for something really, really different. And we got to a point where we weren't even really talking very much. And it was like, wow. And we just started to acknowledge like the energy that that was actually creating in the world, that we were being in the world. And the thing that's so crazy is that that's the energy, that's the space that creates thrival in your life and in your business. The people come. You don't have to bark shit at them or throw shit at them. People come from those conversations, from that space of being, from the choice to be something that's really, really different than anything that you've ever chosen before. So what space of being, of invitation, of nurturing, of totally like no judgment, of possibility, of capacities, of superpowers do you be that you could start to really just show up as every day and go, this doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm going to call this person, or I'm going to have this conversation, or I'm going to do this thing, and it's going to create something. What space is available to you there that has never been available? That if you chose it, would actually really give you access to a very, very different conversation, a very different possibility, and actually the business that you've been asking for. The business, the money flows that you've been asking for, showing up just with a miraculousness that matches what you've always known is possible but never been willing to ask for. What can you actually start to ask for now? I wonder. So on that note, we just have about 2 more minutes left in the show. One of the things that we were talking about in this meeting is this program that I have called the Generative Business Pods that I acknowledge. We were like, wow, this actually is a space of nurturing these conversations, nurturing people and their businesses, and to a space of creation that's very, very different than anything that exists in this reality, like really using the Access Consciousness tools and the Joy of Business tools and the space of creation in a very different way. And we're actually starting another round of the Generative Business Pods. It's a 6-month business creation, and I would say being intensive, like an intensive of being you with business that opens up a space of creation for people in their lives and in their businesses, whether you even technically have a business or not. It opens up a space of creation where people really get that they can create anything. And I fucking love that. I just love seeing people step into that space. We are going to be starting another one, another round, another group is going to be starting in September. And registration is open. Right now, we're in early registration until August 12th, and then it opens up to everybody. So, what you know, depending on when you're hearing this, you can check it out. If you're interested in finding out more, you can go to heathernichols.com/businesspods, and there's some information and some clickable places. You can actually, there's a button you can click there if you'd like to actually have a conversation with somebody that will allow us to get your phone number and we can call you and chat. There's all kinds of different places to go and things to check out there. So what could you actually ask for with your business, with your life, with your living in reality that you've never thought you could ask for? What could you create that you've never considered creating before. That if you allowed yourself to ask for it, to create it, to choose it, would give you the superpowers and the deliciousness that you have always known you've had but never knew where to look to find them. What if you being you is like the greatest fucking gift in the world with your business and beyond? And what if creating what you're at, what you would love to create, is just a question of being that? So thank you so much for you. I adore you. I'm so grateful for you in this conversation. And we'll be back next week with more.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.